Penguin Random House Audio presents Books Can Be Deceiving by Jen McKinley. Read for you by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1.
Oh, I just love that Maxim de Winter, Violet LaRue said,
her knitting needles clicking together as if to emphasize her words.
He gives me the shivers.
Him? Nancy Peyton asked.
He's not nearly as scary as Mrs. Danvers.
Lindsay Norris glanced up from her knitting at the two ladies sitting across the circle from her. It was Crafternoon Thursday, where members of the Crafternoon Club gathered at the Briar Creek Library to do a craft. Currently, they were knitting and discussed the assigned book of the week. Lindsay was the director of the library, and this group had been one of her ideas to make the Briar Creek Library the place to be in the small town. Unfortunately, she had discovered that her ability to knit and talk at the same time was about as good as her ability to pat her head and rub her tummy at the same time, which meant it took great effort, and the results were not pretty.
Oh, that Mrs. Danvers, Violet clucked. Someone should push her out of a window.
Violet was a tall, thin black woman with warm brown eyes and gray hair that she wore pulled back from her face in a tight bun at the back of her head. She dressed in colorful, flowing caftans that whispered around her when she walked. She was a retired actress, having starred on the Broadway stage most of her life, who now volunteered her time at the Briar Creek.